Ever feel like, you're stuck in a rut? You know, like you just need a challenge, something to push you, like mentally and physically. Well, today we are going to be diving into the world of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Nice.
And not just any BJJ. Oh, no. We found this school
Oh.
with a name that like really caught my eye, Humble Roots BJJ.
Interesting.
And we've got all their website info right here. And yeah, it's really giving me those wax on, wax off vibes, you know?
I love it already.
Yeah, right.
The name itself is so telling. You know,
Yeah.
in martial arts, the lineage and tradition, it's everything. You know,
Yeah.
it's not just who taught you, but who taught them, going back generations.
Oh, wow.
And Humble Roots, they really emphasize their connection to Semper Fortis Jiu-Jitsu,
Okay.
which traces all the way back to Master Luiz Paul Harris.
Wow. Okay,
So
so.
that right there, that tells you that they're not just teaching random moves.
Yeah.
They're passing down a system, a philosophy honed over decades.
Okay, so this isn't like some, fly-by-night McDojo strip mall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
But what's the big deal about lineage? I mean, like, does it actually affect how they teach or like their approach to
Oh,
BJJ?
absolutely. It
Okay.
does. Think of it like different schools of painting, like Impressionism, Cubism, each with their own distinct styles and techniques. You know, in BJJ, lineage often dictates the emphasis on certain techniques, the overall strategy, even like the etiquette on the mat.
Oh, wow.
With a lineage like Humble Roots, you can expect a focus on fundamental battle-tested techniques,
Okay.
a strong emphasis on respect and discipline, and a deep understanding of BJJ's core principles.
Gotcha. So it's more than just,
Right.
learning how to like, choke someone out.
Yeah.
It's about learning like a whole system of self-defense and like personal development.
Absolutely.
And speaking of personal development, they mentioned that the art of jiu-jitsu is more than just technique and physical strength. It's about mental resilience, community, and personal growth. I mean, that sounds great on paper, but like, how does BJJ actually do that?
Yeah.
Cultivate mental resilience. I mean, it's not like meditation, is it?
It's not exactly meditation.
What do you
It's
mean?
more like trial by fire.
Oh, okay.
Remember that chess analogy?
Yeah.
In BJJ, you're constantly facing opponents who are trying to outmaneuver you, put you in uncomfortable positions, and make you tap out.
Yeah.
It's a physical and mental battle every time you step on that mat. You're
Wow.
forced to confront your fears, overcome adversity,
Yeah.
and make strategic decisions under pressure.
That's intense.
That's how you build mental toughness, by facing and overcoming challenges again and again.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
It's like every single sparring session is like a mini lesson in resilience.
Totally.
But isn't BJJ known for being, well, kind of aggressive? How did that fit in with like the whole community and respect aspect?
That's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of what makes BJJ so unique.
Okay.
Yes, it's a combat sport, but it's also a community built on mutual respect and support. You're pushing each other to improve, but you're also helping each other learn and grow.
Oh.
Think of it like a band of warriors training together.
Okay.
They might spar fiercely, but they always have each other's backs.
I like that. So it's like a
Right.
controlled chaos kind of.
Controlled chaos is a great way to put it.
And speaking of community, Humble Roots seems like super big on that whole aspect.
Yeah, they really do.
They're located in Universal City, Texas, and they really play up this like family-oriented environment. They even mentioned that they're family and veteran-owned.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very clear that they're committed to creating that positive vibe.
Absolutely. And that ties into the deeper values of BJJ.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about individual achievement, it's about uplifting each other, fostering discipline, and building a supportive network. And these are things that benefit you not just on the mat,
Right.
but in all aspects of life.
Totally. And while we're talking about benefits,
Yes.
they don't shy away from like the practical stuff.
Yeah.
They mention self-defense as like a key takeaway,
Of
which
course.
makes sense.
Yeah.
How effective is BJJ really for self-defense?
Yeah.
Like, how does it stack up against other martial arts?
BJJ is widely considered one of the most effective martial arts for self-defense,
Okay.
particularly against larger, stronger opponents.
Oh, okay.
It focuses on leverage and technique rather than brute force, which allows you to control and subdue an attacker,
Yeah.
even if they have a size or strength advantage.
Okay.
Like, a core principle of BJJ is taking the fight to the ground, where you can neutralize strikes and use joint locks or chokes to control the situation.
So it's like a real life
Yeah.
superhero power, like turning your opponent's strength against them.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It really is.
Yeah.
And beyond just the physical techniques, the mental resilience you develop in BJJ can be incredibly valuable in a self-defense situation.
Okay.
It helps you stay calm under pressure, assess threats, and make quick decisions.
So if you're in Universal City, Texas, and looking for something that'll challenge you physically and mentally, build your confidence and connect you with a supportive community,
for sure,
maybe check out Humble Roots.
Definitely.
Their info is right here in our source material.
Great place to start.
Who knows? You might just discover your inner black belt.
You never know.
Right.
This deep dive makes you think, how often do we seek out activities that combine physical challenge, mental growth, and community building?
Wow.
It's a powerful trifecta.
Hmm.
It's worth considering how we can incorporate those elements into our own lives, even if it's not through martial arts.
It really is for thought.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Well, that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.